This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Dean, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know what? I'm going to start on a positive note here tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not that we don't always. Obviously, some of the stories we covered don't sound so positive initially, but putting perspective on it is ultimately positive. I spoke with a doctor of osteopathic medicine, which is an MD equivalent today, Super Don, on the phone, and her staff in Alabama, all about integrating natural medicines, remedies, silver, hydrogen, all kinds of stuff. And they were all over it. The entire staff, the nurse, this, that. Super Don, this is Alabama. People say, oh, that's backwards Alabama. You can't find people like that. Well, no, they're in Alabama. They're everywhere.
Greenbow, Alabama.
We're taking over all of a holistic medicine on the rise, folks. You can't stop it. Give it a go. You can't stop it. Now, what you can stop, apparently, is Roseanne Barr and her show. Roseanne, did you hear about this, Super Don?
I did. I actually was a big fan of the reboot. Well, I guess it wasn't a reboot. It was just a...
extension.
A continuation, yeah. 30 days later, years later, and really funny. I think they did a great job of bringing the original cast back. And just
politically,
funny as it was 30 years ago, but yes.
Yeah, engaging.
Well, you know what? I didn't even know you were going to start with this, but look, Roseanne Barr, and I actually didn't know this until this they rebooted the series here. That she was a big Trump supporter and was very conservative,
right.
And I did not know this about Roseanne Barr.
Actually, Roseanne ran for president, and I don't know that she was an outspoken Trump supporter as much as she wasn't a Trump hater, which that made her an outspoken Trump supporter, right?
Okay.
If you don't hate Trump,
right,
that's automatic, okay?
Well, okay, now here's the thing, though, look, it used to be, way back in the day, before the internet, right,
yeah,
you did have the level of controversy and stuff that you do today, because, you know, information travels at the speed of light now.
Yeah.
And so, I'm still trying to wrap my head around what you did on Twitter. It was kind of off the hook, you know?
Listen, they'd love to do this to Trump for his tweets, but they got Roseanne, an ABC leftist Disney, doesn't handle jokes all that well. I'm sorry. I'm not at all in agreement with suppression of freedom of speech.
They played the race card. And,
of course they did. Now, Roseanne, she says what? If Valerie Jarrett, you crossed, what, the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes, and you got Valerie Jarrett. Now, to me, that's not racist. It's a joke, and it's like, maybe it's in poor taste, but racism?
No.
Now, again, you claim racism, and of course, you don't even know the definition of racism.
Help me out here.
Yeah.
Valerie Jarrett, is she African American?
Whatever that means. She has more pigment than you and me.
You know what I'm saying, though? I mean, is she of what would be considered African-American ancestry?
No, there's no such thing. Hyphenated American.
Stop it.
Sorry. I'm just not going there.
Does she fall into the category that people would generally recognize and observe as being African-American in public today?
All right. Okay. I'll give you that.
Yes?
I'll give you that. Yes.
She is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Valerie Jarrett.
So that's why then, because she brought up Planet of the Apes, and Valerie Jarrett is considered African-American, that's why they said it was racist.
I'm talking hypersensitivity here, and not in a good way. Not in a good way. Hypersensitivity syndrome in terms of toxicological burdens in your body, that's different. But in terms of your emotional reaction to Roseanne, listen, look at all the people that trash Trump and anybody that likes Trump, supports Trump, or doesn't hate Trump. With things that are so filled, dripping with vitriol.
Wait a minute. No. I just looked up Valerie Jarrett. Now, Valerie Jarrett was the, she worked under, in the...
The Obama administration.
Yeah, no. She was born in Iran. She's not African-American.
There you go. It doesn't matter.
She's Iranian.
It doesn't matter what the truth is.
So what was racist? You can't say Planet of the Apes without it being racist?
That's the point. It doesn't matter. What? If she knew Barack Obama at one time, that's enough to kind of slide it all together. My point is, Super Don, they canceled her show at ABC because of something she said. You know, and this is where, you know, look, we don't agree a lot with Bill Maher, but on the freedom of speech front and the get over it, you silly comedian front, you could be offended by stuff. I mean, when Kathy Griffin did her horrific act of holding the blood soaked head of, it's disgusting, yes, it's offensive, but freedom of speech. I will support your freedom of speech, even if I disagree with it, even if it grosses me out, because that's what this is about. I don't want somebody to stop me from speaking because they're grossed out by what I'm saying. And, you know, I think maybe the Roseanne show will pop up on Fox. I don't know. But the point is, there's such a hypersensitivity over these issues that aren't even racially motivated because you can't think outside of somebody else's political box without it having ramifications that are not intended to be by the person making the statement.
Everybody's on a hair trigger right now about everything. And I need to correct the record here. Apparently her father is African-American and her mother is 1/4 African-American. But she's also apparently looks like Scottish. And French. So I know it's like whatever.
So which part of her is offended and which part is not, right?
Right.
Again, over identification with pigment or origin. Folks, soul is what's inside, it's what you don't see, it's what you should be looking at, feeling and seeing. You're going to be played, you're going to be manipulated all because of pigment. Yeah, there's history of racism. Yeah, racism exists. But good Lord, if you speak and then suddenly now the people are going to say no longer can you speak because we have painted you with a broad brush without even knowing the definition of it. All right, I will leave it at that. Folks, if you want to chime in more on that, I'm just so disgusted by the wussiness out there over freedom of speech. Oh, my gosh, it's so offensive. You have no right not to be offended. You can turn it off. In fact, ABC certainly can fire. People can quit because they're offended. But man, oh man, you don't know what real problems are if you're offended by that level of speech. You know, if you're dealing, like you go to Africa, I've been to Africa twice, that doesn't make me an expert, just my experience. Seeing people dirt poor, surviving day to day, and really relying, absolutely relying on the grace of God every day. Because, you know, listen, they don't get to complain about offensive speech. Because it's about whether they live or die. And it's like, Roseanne said something, you're offended. Are you going to die? I'm just, like you said, it's like first world problems. The ability to complain about somebody's political views and then twisting it into a racial presentation. And I just like the survival mentality. It's so far, look, you know what? Hurricanes hit, earthquakes hit. The grocery stores go bare. The oil goes up. You don't have more groceries coming in. You're going to talk about how much you care about whether somebody made an offensive joke when you can't eat, when you got nothing to eat. I want perspective here. And another perspective coming out of Canada, and I'm going to go back now to where I thought I was going to go, and it just opened up differently because that story just popped up before we went to air. Chiropractors, alert. All you chiropractors out there, that you stand up for what you believe. Go back to the Palmers and everything forward. What do you believe? Are you going to stand up with Dr. Dita Churchill, chiropractor from Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada, being attacked by the government now, being threatened by her own profession, licensing board, for her having the audacity to speak out about the outrageousness, the lack of scientific validation, the lack of safety validation for vaccinations. She operates Oxford Chiropractic. She's an author, a public speaker. She has a blog called Dr. Sexy Mom and runs a Facebook page billing herself as an innovator in women's health and wellness. And boy, oh boy, it goes downhill from there in the coverage out of Canada. Oh boy, do they bring stuff up. My gosh, she's railing against vaccination, her personal views against vaccination. And she also is claiming to be a doctor. She is a doctor of chiropractic. You can't do those two things at once because, hey, doctor of chiropractor, you're not supposed to talk about vaccines. It's not the scope of your practice. You can't have an opinion. No, no, no. Just fall in line with the allopathic church dominating your government, whether it be in Canada, whether it be in the United States of America, or just about anywhere else where allopathic medicine has curried favor and established themselves as the state-sanctioned medical monopoly religion. She talks about things we talk about here, that vaccines are not the optimal way to protect you from disease. She also mentions vaccines causing cancer potentially. We know there are substances within vaccines that do, that are contributing to cancer. And you know what? One of the paragraphs in this thing went out. It was outrageous what they said about her. Vaccinations are the only thing Churchill has strong views on, this doctor of chiropractic. Her Facebook pages include extensive video reviews of the truth about cancer. Yep. A series that makes conspiratorial claims and about cancer-related research. Really, conspiracy facts,
wow.
Conspiracy realities. So what is happening here? Ty Bollinger, my friend, big trouble, mister. You put out the truth about cancer, and now there are doctors out there, not just chiropractors, that are actually acknowledging the truth, the facts, and they don't corroborate the claims made by CDC. Health Canada, et cetera. What?
I see why they're really going after, because it also says on her Facebook page, she's promoting coffee enemas.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Like they're magic against cancer. By the way, coffee enemas are not the cure for cancer. They're a treatment to help your liver detoxify from the dead debris when you're aggressively going after cancer cells, whether you're doing chemo or whether you're doing it holistically. Dunderheads in the Canadian media, in the Canadian government. Chiropractors, are you going to stand up for this chiropractor? I sure hope you do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, did they cancel Jimmy Kimmel after he went after our friends who don't vaccinate their children and us? Remember? How offensive was that, folks? You have a vaccine-injured child. I think you've got more legitimacy in being offended at what Jimmy Kimmel did to you. By claiming y'all are a bunch of kooks and numb nuts and bringing on doctors to make fun of you. Moms and dads, you know it. You have kids that have been vaccine injured or even killed, and Jimmy Kimmel makes fun of you. Yeah? Did his show get canceled? Roseanne makes a joke. Maybe she was drinking. I don't know. Again, double standard. There's no standard there. But again, why are we even worried about ABC and the like? These are, you know, fluffy entertainment shows. It was just so amazing that there was one show on television, apparently, that wasn't, you know, a sycophant to liberal leftist causes and that actually didn't trash Trump. They had characters that did, but I mean, there was like a human interaction debate. Yes, we all disagree. Like I said, I got some buddies of mine that are far left, but I still love them like brothers. We can disagree. It's not going to stop me from interacting. I mean, the way they want to play it, right? Fomenting the Hegelian dialectic, the left versus the right, the racist versus the whatever the non-racists are. Everybody's racist if you make a joke and it happens to be deal with the Planet of the Apes. Even if you're part, I don't know, Iranian? What was it? Scottish? Which part is offended, right? I'm telling you, the thin skin is like, it's not survivable. It's not survivable when you talk about, you know what, get out there and garden. And then when you're out in the sun, your skin, everybody's skin will get a little darker. Unless you're an albino. And then what can we do? Is there reverse racism if you don't like albinos? Get all about the skin. Did you read the star-bellied speeches? Stop it. Just stop it. You know, sometimes we get some really cool scientific breakthroughs that point out What I feel is really patently obvious. And men, hang on to your prostates because it's time for today's
moment of dough.
Where are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh, brought to you by demasculating men with androgen-blocking synthetic hormone deprivation therapy, ADT. It's called androgen deprivation therapy. It's a treatment commonly used to block the release of male hormones. Guess what? And if you survive that treatment, because they're using it against prostate issues, prostate cancer, you survived it. Guess what? According to the scientific literature, you're now more vulnerable to chronic diseases. But what was prostate cancer? It's already a chronic disease. The point is, if you mess with hormones, you synthetically block hormones. We talked about this last night with Dr. Rasha Mittar about how you go after cholesterol, which is your precursor for your vital hormones of youth and so many things, and they're surprised that there's a whole host of untoward side effects that they didn't advertise, including sexual dysfunction and impotence, heart failure, dementia, right, from doing that. What do you think is going to happen when you start blocking the impact of a hormone in your body? Because they're under the impression that that's the only reason men get prostate cancer. Nothing to do with selenium deficiency. Nothing to do with other xenoestrogenic compounds coming in through food, water, air, plastics, etc., pesticides, you name it. But guess what? We've just now found out that if you overcome prostate cancer by blocking hormones, you're more susceptible to other diseases like cardiovascular disease, depression, diabetes, gastric acid disorders, hyperlipidemia. That's high blood cholesterol. That's because of the destruction to the liver done by their stupid chemo compounds. Osteoporosis, inflammatory and other painful conditions. Happy New Year. You love modern medicine so much, it's your religion. And then you yahoos in Canada can't handle it when one female chiropractor speaks out against vaccinations and speaks truthfully, openly, honestly, and factually about it. You call it a conspiracy, right? Because we are conspiring to tell the truth here. We are conspiring to reveal the facts here, but we're not doing it behind closed doors. It's wide out there in the open, like our new chiropractor friend from Halifax. Who are now ladies because they blocked male hormones, because they bought the doctor's lies that the problem is one thing, a hormonal issue, and nothing else. You keep going to those dunderheaded doctors, and men, you will become women when they remove your prostate, either physically or via endocrine disruption treatments. Hey, somebody wants to know about keto. Let's talk about it after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Scott Belcher.
All right, I'm not working hard enough, Super Don. I'm not doing my job. Leslie on YouTube watching says, I have yet to be offended by anything you've ever said, RSB. I'm like, dang, damn it. That's not a very nice thing to say, Leslie.
Is that a challenge?
You could at least made something up. Like, at least I'm like, am I in talk radio or not? I haven't offended anybody. All right. Officer Hayes finally chimed in. He's a regular contributor as well on our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel. You go to robertscottbell.com. You can see it there. And we, you know, like I said, I just went off on the whole Roseanne thing. Listen, ABC can do what they want. They're technically a private company, maybe publicly held. Y'all, they got to meet their shareholders, whatever, dude. I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about the individuals that are genuinely brought into this controversy as if an offensive joke means you're a racist. I'm telling you, and of course, you know, let's talk, and again, black folks can make fun of white folks. doesn't matter. I laugh. I think it's funny. But even if I'm offended by it, I'm like not going to call for them to be fired. As I said, there's some really horrendous and offensive jokes. Like I mentioned the Kathy Griffin thing, which was such poor taste. Talking about a severed head of the president covered in blood. But I'm not calling for the ban of her freedom to speak, or even if she wants to earn a living, if somebody wants to hire her. I don't care. I don't particularly find it funny, but, you know, I'm just saying, you got to toughen up. Because, again, what happens when peak oil really does hit the fan? And you aren't getting your food delivered to your grocery store on demand. And your belly is really hungry. Now you're going to go, oh, I'm offended by Roseanne Barr's joke? If you don't get there now, when it happens, it's too late for you. That's what I was saying about the gardening, what Liam Sheff did in his own way as well. If you're waiting for the food to stop being delivered to then start your garden, it's you're done. So if you're played by this, again, maybe I'm being played by this because I'm very animated right now about it. But I'm more animated that any of you would be dragged into this in some way, shape, or form. And again, we could like Roseanne Barr. We could like Tim Allen and his show, Last Man Standing. Hooray, they're bringing it back. I mean, isn't it about ratings, ultimately, if it's a good show? But as somebody will pick up Roseanne. I don't know what cast members who are not offended will still be with it. I don't know. But if it's about ratings and money associated with the ability to sell ads, somebody will pick it up, probably. Or she'll apologize and everything will go back to whatever. But my point to you is that you don't have to participate. In other words, in fact, if you do participate in the, isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that so ridiculous that we're so upset, we're so thin-skinned, we're so weak-titted that we can't handle somebody making a joke that offends us?
Did you say weak-titted?
I did.
Did that? I did. Okay, Leslie, did that offend you?
Finally, I offended Leslie. Maybe not. No, I don't know. She takes her CBD, so
I don't
she's probably
know.
Not.
I've never heard that
she's
term before.
Probably not offended. No, probably okay. Not. Anyway, don't fall prey to it. Don't fall victim to it. But if people are freaking out about it, you know, if you can talk some sense into them about it, really, if they get upset about this, my gosh, what if something really bad happens? I mean, that really impacts their life. What are they going to do then? Help! Somebody help me! And they'll be looking at you like, we're trying to figure out for ourselves. We're going to help you. You are offended by Roseanne Barr. Like, there's nothing I can do to help you. Because what if I say the wrong thing while I'm trying to help you? You're going to be offended at that too?
And this is a big bummer because, yes, it was a good show. It was funny. It had the crowd that were watching it. We're watching it for reason because it's, you know, something we grew up with. But now this is going to affect not just the fans, but, I mean, all of the cast of the show. And everybody's going to be out of a job now, right?
Yeah, ripping them apart. How dare, again, don't be the victim of this is my point. Don't be the victim. I know the Hollywood leftists and all of that. They love victimization. I don't like to play that game. And it gets me a little bit emotional just because I'm concerned about my friends and family and loved ones if they get too caught up in it. Don't get too caught up in it.
Just
chill out, have some CBD, and we'll carry on with the show.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day comes from our friend Lori. She says, hi, RSB Superdon. Can you talk a little on your opinion of the keto diet? I don't remember your take on it or if you've been even talked about it much. I know you don't espouse any one diet in particular, but still interested in your opinion on this particular diet. Oh, and I would appreciate it if you could do this on Tuesday's show, because I won't hear Monday's show live. Thank you in advance. And whatever night you talk about it, I'll get it eventually. Well, we love you too, Lori. And yes, for you, it's Tuesday night, those of you listening live on the East Coast. The keto diet. Since she included you, Super Don, do you have an opinion about the keto diet?
You know, I've never really checked it out. I mean, the keto diet is just a really low-carb diet, right? Where it's like the body turns the fat. It's called the ketogenic diet. It's supposed to, the body's supposed to turn fat into ketones to use as energy. That's pretty much what I know about it. Now, there was a period of time where I guess I can say I was on a ketogenic diet for a short period of time. Back when I was training in bodybuilding, there's a period of time where you go through a carb loading phase, and then you cut them out completely in order to try and lower your body fat as low as you can right before you go to a competition. So there was about a week or so I went on I guess it would be considered a ketogenic diet, where I had like almost zero carbs. And
did you get the keto flu?
Oh man, that was tough. It's like your energy level just hits the basement. On something like that, because your body's used to burning carbs for energy. So when you suddenly
Super Don, did you get the keto flu?
Well, I did not know what the keto flu was. If in other words, are you asking, did I feel like crap for a week? Yes.
Okay.
I pretty much
people
did.
People are calling it the keto flu, in fact. And listen, the reason why, Lori, the keto diet is beneficial is because it eliminates the carbs that most people are living on, particularly refined carbohydrates, processed foods, food devoid of minerals, vitamins, trace minerals, maybe synthetic minerals that they add back in, vitamins, I mean. But the reason it's a benefit primarily is because most people will eat a cleaner diet when they're on a keto diet. Not 100%, but better. And that's going to be of benefit. The keto diet, of course, starves the body of simple sugars, which is a good thing. And the keto diet has been used extensively, very successfully, for seizure disorders. Not head injury, but gut-related seizure disorders. And it alters the microbiome. It alters the gut. And that's a good thing for most everybody. But there is a place for carbohydrates in your diet. Refined carbohydrates could be argued, not necessarily. But the benefit to keto is that. Now, in terms of cancer, they talk about, because cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer, it's going to grab the sugar first, and therefore you want to starve it, so you want to reduce your sugar intake. Therefore, keto is argued to be a very good diet for those suffering with cancer. However, some people will die on a keto diet because their body can't utilize it in the same way other bodies can. And if you go back to our good friend, dearly departed Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, you see his picture over my left shoulder here, if you're watching on YouTube. We talked about this, and he realized and recognized that cancer stem cells, cancer can adapt in a low-sugar environment to figure out another way to survive. So it's not enough, ultimately, to go on a full keto diet. Of course, it's different, the keto diet, for different people. How much protein versus how much fat, everybody has their own take on it. But I also like the fact that it does indeed increase fat intake, and for most of us, we benefit from good quality, healthy fat intake, including saturated fats that are of clean origin. But as I said, and you rightly said, Lori, I don't ascribe to any one diet except a clean diet. Whatever you decide to do, make it clean. That means organic or of organic non-GMO quality. You can thrive on it, you can survive on it, and you can die on it. And that's true of any diet if you don't listen to your body and what it needs. Now, the big thing that's missing in this whole keto gung-ho, let's just go keto or bust, is the mineral issue in terms of energy utilization. Now, another benefit, is before I get into the mineral issue, is when you remove carbohydrates, refined carbs, a lot of the carbs are loaded with glyphosate. Monsanto's Roundup Ready stuff, right? And so if you remove that from your diet, you're going to have a tremendous benefit as well. So the argument for the only reason why keto is good is because it puts your body into ketosis. That's only one element or aspect of the benefit when it is beneficial. But in terms of energy utilization, and I've had to go through this myself, being hypoglycemic for much of my life, where I was taught, oh my gosh, you can't go through from breakfast to lunch, much less lunch to dinner, without having to snack voraciously just to keep it going, because you would be crashing, you'd be anxious, you'd be angry, hypoglycemia, and you couldn't control yourself because you felt hungry all of the time. Partly because my food was not organic and clean. It was not loaded with the minerals necessary because it was refined. It was fast food. It was how I grew up. But the mineral replenishment from a whole food source is the difference maker to whether you need to go on keto permanently or temporarily until you can get back on track. And what is that mineral that will get you back on track in terms of energy utilization? Super Don, you know it. If you're paying attention, you know which mineral I'm going for next.
For energy?
Yes.
Utilization? Well, there's only a few. I have to do a process of elimination here.
Come on.
Is it chromium?
You can do it. Yes, you did it. Chromium.
Okay. All right.
The 100% whole food GTS. Sorry to put you on the spot here. Not really.
That's okay.
I'm happy I
That's
did
right.
that. But you got it right. So there. That 100 micrograms, three, maybe four times a day. If you think the only way you can survive is on no carbs, get on the 100% whole food GTF chromium. We get it from innate response. You can get JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. We wrote about it in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. 100 micrograms, three, maybe four times a day. Replenish the stores of chromium in your body, and you'll be able to find that you can utilize energy from carbohydrates. Again, clean, organic, whole grains, if you do grains, not soaked in glyphosate. I know it's controversial because a lot of people say, no, grains, grains are evil. Not for everybody. You've got to find out what your cells need. But if you don't have the minerals, you're going to get signals that are not accurate. And then you'll go on a keto diet, and it'll appear to be awesome for you for the short haul. But what about the long haul? Pay attention to your body. Your cells are trying to communicate with you every day, and mostly they're crying out to you, I need more minerals in 100% whole food form. Please, please.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Speaking of diets, we got more to discuss on diets. I guess that's what it was. I was preparing you to be offended by something really important. Not phony racism disguised as offensive jokes, but diet. The choices that you make, what to put into your body. We talked about the keto diet. We're going to talk about high-protein diets, Atkins diets. Oh, this is sure to offend next hour. But speaking of offend, you ever read a Yelp review? I don't think we've got a Yelp review. The Robert Scott Bell Show is not on Yelp, so no one's reviewed us there. But I'm sure somebody in the SkepDuck community would go on there in a heartbeat and go, "It's awful! It's terrible! He thinks he knows stuff. He's not approved by anybody." Just the way I like it. And yet, there's a thing called Yelp. People do go on to review businesses. I've used it for restaurants primarily. And, well, apparently if you give a bad review, you could risk a lot. You might want to rethink this. And then, of course, then what's the integrity of the apps that are supposed to give you unbiased, objective perspectives, or subjective by the person who went, with their experience. They not only write about restaurants, but about doctors, too. Now, this is interesting. Imagine, and I think I've heard people do this with Yelp, writing about their experience with doctors, but this woman was hit with a defamation lawsuit by a doctor over a negative Yelp review. Michelle Levine. She was hit with a $1 million lawsuit after leaving a negative review for her doctor. Now, what kind of doctor was it? An OBGYN. Now, call me wonky and crazy. I'm a guy. But if I'm a gal and I'm going to go to a gynecologist, an OBGYN, I'm going to choose to go to a woman. I don't know what it is about that that seems to be just right, but Super Don, imagine you're a woman. It could happen this day and age. Just you can pretend you're a woman. You can believe it on one day of the week. And you, you know.
Now, stick around for next hour. We'll actually talk about a story about that.
Exactly. But let's say you are. Would you, if you got an OBGYN checking you out there, going to a man or a woman?
Well, I mean, look, I don't have to imagine that I'm a woman. I mean, if you wanted to go in for, let's say, a prostate exam.
Yeah.
or needed to get your junk checked out or something like that, would you go to a man or a woman? You probably go to it seems normal. So yeah, I mean, and the answer to your question is yes. If you're a woman, you'd think they would gravitate towards a female doctor.
All right, I just threw that out there because that's just what came through my head. But this Manhattan woman gave a 1-star review to this gynecologist, the Kips Bay gynecologist. And she spent $20,000 defending herself against a defamation suit. God, what do you say about this? Except choose your doctors well, and if you can't rely on Yelp to be the reviewer of doctors honestly, then find another way to review. How about talking to other ladies? Have you been to this doctor? What do you think? I mean, listen,
reasonable to me. It seems completely reasonable to me, because if you look at the details of what happened here, she went.
Mm-hmm.
And her understanding was that her checkup was supposed to be free because she had her insurance, right?
Okay.
But she got billed like money that she wasn't supposed to get. She, in her opinion, was supposed to get billed for. And then, in the court filings, apparently he didn't give her a manual pelvic exam. Instead, asked her some questions, and then did an ultrasound. And so you've got this dispute going on between her and the doctors to what it was that was actually done, what it was that he was. Apparently, she's accusing him of charging for stuff that he didn't do. Mm-hmm. So look, this is important stuff. If I'm going to go to a doctor, and I look up, want to find out about this doctor, and I find out that people have had complaints about this doctor, that's just how it's supposed to work, right?
Well, you can,
and that's what Yelp is supposed to be about anyway. I mean, so what happens next? This is a slippery slope, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens now? If you go to a restaurant and the food is terrible, does the owner of that, and you do a review saying, my food sucked, it was burnt, it was flavorless, and it was overpriced. Does that mean now that the restaurant owners can sue the people that are giving them bad reviews for their food?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. But the thing is, in America, you could sue anybody for anything. It doesn't mean you win, but you could certainly bankrupt people doing that, and that may be what's going on here. Ladies, let me know. I mean, do you choose a man to be an OBGYN, and why? I don't know. I'm just curious at the moment because that story came up. We'll move on from there. Next hour, we'll talk about high-protein diets. Are they good for you? Are they bad for you? There's a lot of confusing information out there. I'm not confused about it one bit, so we'll clarify that. Also, 5G wireless threats ahead will tell you or remind you how to care for yourself, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.